And he, all his life, longed to return to live in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel. And at the end of his life, when he was in his 60s, he finally embarked upon that fateful journey. And he left us poetry. There's a famous series of poems called Shirei Hayom, the poems of the sea, the poems that he wrote while he was on the boat. Now, it's not like today that you get on an El Al plane and 11 hours later you're at the Tel Aviv airport. And he therefore, he came to Egypt, he came to Damascus, he visited the Jewish communities throughout the Middle East until finally he came to Eretz Yisrael. His end in Eretz Yisrael is again shrouded in legend. I'm sure you're all well aware of the famous legend that when he came finally to the gates of Jerusalem and he bowed down to kiss the earth of the holy city, he was killed by a Bedouin Arab, a robber, a bandit that took him by surprise, and that he was killed outside the city. That's the legend. That he died in the land of Israel, that is known. Where his burial place is not known. But he expressed more than anyone else of his time the longing of the Jewish people to return to Zion. Now, I'd like to point out how important that was. Because at the time of the Golden Age in Spain, it would be logical for us to think that perhaps the Jews were satisfied being in Spain. I don't want to compare, I never think that that's a valid comparison, the Golden Age of Spain, to the status of American Jews here in the United States in our time. Because the status of American Jews is far superior. It is a difference, not in degree, a difference in kind. Because even in the midst of the Golden Age in Spain, Jews were discriminated against, pogroms occurred. No matter how well integrated they were, successful, they did not feel as Spanish as we feel American. However, the Golden Age of Spain was a time when assimilation took place. Large numbers of Jews assimilated into Muslim life, into Moorish life in Spain. And assimilation, you should not think that the entire Jewish world was always religious until 100 years ago when they decided not to be. That's a misreading of history, a fact. There were large segments of the Jewish people that were not observant. There were large segments of the Jewish people that paid at most lip service to Judaism. And because of the fact that the Golden Age of Spain allowed them the opportunity to assimilate, many took that opportunity and did assimilate. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi came therefore to declare that the Jews in Spain were Jews and not Spaniards. That the Jews in Spain had no intention of seeing Spain as their homeland. And that he expressed the longing of the Jews in Spain, especially of the traditional Jews in Spain, for the end of the exile and the return to Zion. Many of them did. Many of them did. We'll see when we discuss the Ebenezer. Many of them even converted to become Muslims. More Jews converted to become Muslims willingly than to become Christians willingly. Because the Muslim religion was not such a jump. Muslim religion was basically monotheistic. It was never held to be pagan. It had a closer affinity to Judaism, and it was easier to digest it. And therefore, many Jews who did not have a strong commitment to Judaism and who wanted to advance in the world became Muslims. There is a great deal of Jewish blood in the Muslim world over the centuries. And during the time of the Golden Age in Spain, there was